position. And so what we plan to do with our topic, the fundamentals of fiduciary duty, is really try to look at this from the 20,000 foot view. Let's all just try to remind ourselves what are the basics of fiduciary duty so that we've got something that we can all build off of for the next, 48 hours or so. So we're going to be starting with Beth Miller, who's going to talk about the basics of fiduciary duty in the agency context. Then I'm going to come back up here and talk about the basics of fiduciary duty in the corporation's context. I believe Beth's going to come back up after that, and we're going to talk about fiduciary duties in the unincorporated context. And finally, Doug is going to come and talk about basics of fiduciary duties in the broker-dealer and investment advisor context. Okay, so think of this morning's lecture as, let's get the basics down. Let's go back to law school and learn some of the simple premises so that we all then have something we can launch off into for the rest of the conference. Okay, so with that, let's start with Beth.
Okay, I think I'm just going to sit here rather than go to the podium, if that's going to work all right. I think this mic is on and hopefully everyone can hear me. So yeah, we're going to spend a few minutes talking about fiduciary duties in the agency context. And this is a reminder that there are fiduciary duties in the agency context and that persons don't have to have a fancy title or a very lofty position to occupy a fiduciary role. And more than half a century ago, the Texas Supreme Court, in a case called Kinsbach Tool that did involve the agency context, a purchasing agent's conduct, receipt of an undisclosed commission from the seller, the Texas Supreme Court talked about the role of a fiduciary as a role that involved peculiar confidence that revolved around integrity and fidelity and contemplated fair dealing and good faith.